It's Thursday, September 11th, and with your 9 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbeen. Minister of Urban and Rural Development James Sankwasa has condemned the City of Windhoek Council for failing to implement infrastructure projects despite 750 million Namibia dollars allocated for land services, sanitation, water supply and housing formalization. His remarks follow activist Sean Gadisep's concerns over a council meeting where councillors and technocrats spent hours in disputes, delayed discussions on Red Force contracts and prioritized personal interests over residents. He weighed in on CEO Moses Matai.
I've not worked closely with Mr. Matai, but I'm tempted to agree with the activist because I was a CRO myself of Windhoek Regional Council. A CEO or a CRO has a duty which is technical to execute duties as per the contract of performance or agreement.
In the same sitting, Sankwasa indicated he's considering exercising similar powers as used in Katima Mulilo to address Windhoek Council underperformance.
I can only say one thing at a time. You can't take all at the same time. That's my answer. One thing at a time.
You can find the full interview with Minister Sankwasa on futuremedianews.com.na. Ophthalmologist Helena Ndume highlights challenges in the Health Directorate, citing medicine shortages caused by middlemen. Whilst in a conversation with our correspondent Mariana Mupala, she urged the government to cut out intermediaries and called for investigations at the Central Medical Store to allow direct procurement from suppliers.
Our president, she always says that we are too few to be poor. We are too few to be hungry. It is very true. The government gives so much money for the procurement of medicines and consumables, but the middlemen, they inflate the prices, and then there'll be nothing left.
South Africa's government has expressed concerns about the indiscriminate attacks on Ukrainian civilians emanating from a Russian attack which killed pensioners in the village of Yarova in eastern Ukraine. The Russian airstrike on the village in the Donetsk province killed 24 people and injured 19. The South African Department of International Relations and Cooperation spokesperson Crispin Piri says the deliberate targeting of non-combatants is a blatant violation of international humanitarian law and human rights laws and principles.
We continue to see attacks against civilians and civilian infrastructure in breach of the principle of distinction. International humanitarian law requires that parties to an armed conflict always distinguish between combatants, civilians, as well as military and civilian targets.
Elon Musk has been dethroned as the world's richest person, eclipsed by Oracle's co-founder Larry Ellison. Shares of his software company skyrocketed yesterday, propelled by heady growth in artificial intelligence. Tony Waterman is our correspondent.
On Wednesday, Larry Ellison's wealth surged $101 billion, bringing his total net worth close to $400 billion, according to Bloomberg's Billionaire Index. That was more than enough to eclipse Elon Musk as the world's richest person, a title he's held for nearly a year. Much of Ellison's wealth is tied to Oracle, whose shares jumped more than 40% on Wednesday after posting what's being described as astonishing quarterly results. The software company signed four multi-billion dollar contracts last quarter, riding the AI boom. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.